Lesson 15. In-verb forms. The in-verbs are passive in the sense that they emphasize the object or receiver of the action. In-verbs indicate an action expressed by the root on the subject without necessarily naming the doer of the action. In-verbs are formed in the following ways. 1. For a verb beginning with a vowel, in is either added at the end or the front of the root form, depending on the tense. Example.
Alice.
Infinitive.
Alicin.
Imperative.
Alicin.
Past.
In Alice.
Present.
In a Alice.
And future.
A Alicin.
2. For a verb with an end glottal catch and beginning with a consonant, add in. Added at the end or after the first consonant, depending on the tense. Example.
Basa.
Infinitive.
Basain.
Imperative.
Basain.
Past.
Binasa.
Present.
Binabasa.
And future.
Babasain.
3. For a verb beginning with a consonant, in is added after the first consonant, but becomes hin when added at the end of the verb. Example.
Basa.
Infinitive.
Basahin.
Imperative.
Basahin.
Past.
Binasa.
Present.
Binabasa.
And future.
Babasahin.
Conventions used in forming in verbs. In and its variant form hin are usually suffixed to verbs. 1. In regular verb formations. 1a. In is suffixed to a root word that ends in a consonant. For example,
Alice
becomes
Alicin
and
Pasok
becomes
Pasukin.
1b. In is suffixed to a root word with an end glottal catch and ends in a vowel. For example,
Sira
becomes
Sirain
and
Puno
becomes
Punuin.
2. Hin is suffixed to a root word without a glottal catch that ends in a vowel. For example,
Basa
becomes
Basahin. Bili
becomes
Bilhin.
And
Sabi
becomes
Sabihin.
2. In irregular verb formations. 1. After verb roots with an end syllable stress, the final vowel is omitted before adding the suffix hin.
Bili
becomes
Bilhin. Dala
becomes
Dalhin.
2. After verb roots whose last syllable is a VC or CVC syllable containing the vowels I or O, the I or O of the last syllable is omitted before adding the suffix in.
Kain
becomes
Kanin. Sunod
becomes
Sundin. Dakip
becomes
Dakpin.
3. Before root verbs that begin with an L, W, or Y, the infix in becomes a prefix ni to form the past and present tenses.
Luto
becomes
niluto. Walis
becomes
niwalis. Yari
becomes
niyari.
Note that for the infinitive, imperative, and future forms of a root verb whose last syllable is CVC containing O, the O changes to U and follows the regular pattern. Examples are
Gamot,
which becomes
Gamutin, Gagamutin. Inom,
which becomes
Inumin, Iinumin.
Some examples of in verbs are
Awit, Awitin. Luto, Lutuin. Sabi, Sabihin. Sulat, Sulatin. Mahal, Mahalin. Bago, Baguhin. Laro, Laruin. Gamot, Gamutin. Gising, Gisingin. Inom, Inumin. Tawag, Tawagin. Kain, Kanin. Dala, Dalhin. Patay, Patayin. Bati, Batiin. Puri, Purihin. Linis, Linisin. Bilang, Bilangin.
Sentence patterns for in-verbs. In sentences with in-verb forms, the doer is always expressed in the possessive form, such as
Ni Peter, ng bata, ko, niya, iyo, kanya, akin, atin, and kanila.
The pattern is verb doer, subject object, in the following sentences.
Pinili ng bata ang aklat.
Literally, was chosen by the child the book. Or, the child chose the book.
Binasa ko ang sulat.
Literally, was read by me the letter. Or, I read the letter.
Kakanin ni Peter ang isda.
Literally, will be eaten by Peter the fish. Or, Peter will eat the fish.
Ibinili kita ng prutas.
Literally, was bought for you by me the fruit. I bought you a fruit. Some sample sentences are
Aawitin ng mga bata ang Bahay Kubo.
Bahay Kubo will be sung by the children.
Ginagamot ng doktor ang aking sakit.
My sickness is being treated by a doctor.
Nilinis ni Martha ang kanilang bahay.
Their house is being cleaned by Martha.
Lulutuin ng katulong ang gulay.
The vegetables will be cooked by the helper.
Babasahin ko ang aklat ni Dr. Rizal.
The book by Dr. Rizal will be read by me.
Kakanin ba nila ang mga saging?
Will the bananas be eaten by them?
Aalisin niya ang kanyang sapatos.
His or her shoes will be removed by him or her.
Dinadala namin ang aklat na Tagalog sa paaralan.
The Tagalog book is brought by us to school.
Sinira ni Lucio ang papel.
The paper was torn by Lucio.
Bilangin natin ang pera.
Let the money be counted by us.